Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Out of 5,000 applicants who applied to the Walmart Open Call at Walmart's headquarters this past September, 700 brands were invited to present. Out of those 700 brands, only 92 received a deal with Walmart, known as the coveted Golden Ticket. And that resulted in an order for 10,700 jars of our next guest's proprietary hand scrub. Wendy Kuschel is founder and chief growth officer at Wendela's, and she joins us by phone now from her company's headquarters in Bluffton, South Carolina. Wendy, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Well, congratulations on that first big exciting news with Walmart. But before we get into that, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Okay, well, gosh, I had never heard of a sugar scrub, Mike. Never in my life had I heard of one. And somebody told me to put sugar and coconut oil all over myself in the shower. And I was like, wow, where have I been all my life? So from there, I said, well, gosh, I've got to quit my job and start a sugar scrub company. Why not? And 2 years later, here I was. That was, I started it in 2020. And then I've just been growing ever since. I had zero knowledge of the industry, Mike, not one second of knowledge of the beauty industry, really. But thank God for SCORE. And my SCORE advisor, who sat with me while I told him my dream, had no idea what a sugar scrub was himself, but listened to me and believed in me. And that's how I started.
What is a sugar scrub? And I'm sure you have competitors.
Yeah, I do have it, because you know what? There's a lot of sugar scrubs out there, because guess what? You can make it yourself. You can take some sugar and some coconut oil like I did, mix it up and put it on yourself in the shower. That's great. It won't last, because, you know, sugar and water and oil don't mix. Now, mine is completely unique because there's an oh wow factor. So a sugar scrub is, for me, it's sugar, and I use a lot of organic materials like organic coconut oil, organic coconut butter. I use unrefined shea butter, blah, blah, blah. But that's all.
Okay.
That's
so,
it.
Okay. So I want to ask you about this Walmart experience. Tell us about that.
Incredible. Okay. Like I can't even, from the moment I remember where I was, where I got the email that said, you've been invited to Open Call, because I knew, because the last year before I did not get invited, and I know how many brands apply. And I just went down there with a dream. I took the lemon clove scent that I have, and I presented it as Fish Away to the sporting goods department. I was invited to pitch to the sporting goods department, and they grabbed it right there and then at 9:30 in the morning. I had my coveted golden ticket. And literally there were 92 all day out of 700 all day. And I got one at 9:30 in the morning. So I was stoked.
And then what happened next?
Oh, wow. Okay. So like, then you get these meetings with the buyers, and then they send you a thing and they say, okay, we're going to put it in 222 stores and let's discuss how many are going to be in each display. Because for me, I got what's called a feature, which is a display where they put 48, I can put 48 cans into each display into 222 stores. And then they send me a list. Here's where the stores are. Here's how it's going to be. And then you have to put your information in the completely difficult but done system of putting your item information in. So you have to set that up on the Walmart system. And a lot of brands have brokers and other people that they pay to do that, but I did not. So there were a lot of tears shed. There were a lot of temper tantrums in my office, but it's done now. And my purchase order is created. And yeah, so it's ready. So now I have a co-packer that's going to help me put the stuff in the jars. We're going to make everything in Bluffton, my team and myself. We're going to make every single thing and then ship it to a co-packer who's going to put it all into the jars so we don't get carpal tunnel kind of thing.
Yeah. Was the Walmart deal required to be exclusive, or can you sell this anywhere just in addition?
Oh, they want me to sell it anywhere I can. They want you to. It's not exclusive at all. They're happy. They'd love to see it in all the stores, because people are always going to shop in Walmart. And so if they see it at Dick's, or they see it at Bass Pro, or they see it at whatever, you know, store they see it in, and then they're walking down Walmart, they'll go, oh yeah, I saw it somewhere, and there it is. I'll get it now.
And so have you set up e-commerce as well?
I've already had that. I've had a website since the day one. And it is also, you know, I have that, you know, Walmart has a thing as well with that. So yeah, I already have that. Yeah.
All right, Wendy. Well, congratulations again. And we look forward to keeping track of your story. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for yours, Mike. Thank you very much.
Wendy Kuschel is founder and chief growth officer at Wendela's, and she joined us by phone from her company's headquarters in Bluffton, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.